Jason Swain. I'm not going to tell you how old he is, but he was on the last team to beat Alabama. Joins us now. Swain, what's up? How are you?
I'm great until you reminded everybody about that stat.
Swain. You were 3-1 against the Tide.
3-1 should have been 4-0.
I guess it is technically 4-0 because I think they had that win vacated.
Well, maybe you're right. No, I mean, I think about the one loss more than I think about three wins. It's crazy. Yep.
So, growing up in the state of Alabama, what is this, and having played at the University of Tennessee, what does this rivalry mean to you?
Everything. I mean, you know, you hear coaches and players lie and say, oh, you know, we don't circle one, you know, game on the schedule. We treat everyone the same. Bull crap. I circled that game every year and couldn't wait till the third Saturday of October. And so it means a lot to a lot of people, and it certainly means a lot to me.
Well, Slay said this one doesn't really mean anything inside the body. It doesn't count inside the body because it's the fourth Saturday in October. So he's already written this one off. But he did say this, and I know you're going to agree. There were some times under Jeremy Pruitt when you wondered how hard Tennessee was competing in certain situations. But under Jeremy, under Josh Heupel, I'm always calling him Jeremy Heupel. Under Josh Heupel,
keep that snitch away from us.
They're going to compete.
Oh, you better believe it. I mean, you better believe it. We had a chance to have Cade Mays and Jerome Carvin on our Tuesday Tennessee Prime Show, and you know these guys are looking forward to it. Don't know what Cade's status is going to be on Saturday, but Jerome Carvin is a guy that moved over to center in the place of Cooper Mays. Cooper Mays may be back. We don't know, but Carvin is looking forward to the opportunity. He can't wait to get down there and play. I think a lot of these guys on this football team feel the same way. So let's put the ball down and see what happens.
And that's the way you look at it, man. As a player, that's what you want to hear from your guys. Because if this is the best team, this is the standard of what success looks like, this is the level you got to get to, then why wouldn't I want to test it and see against this? I don't want to give anything away. You know, I'm never going into a game thinking, oh, man, we're going to lose this game. No, man, we're going to win. And what they're going to have to do is beat us. We ain't going to give them anything.
Absolutely. And I think what you do with Hendon Hooker, you know, depending on how healthy he is in this football game, I think that's the message you see in your football team. I mean, listen, if this guy is 85, 90% healthy, and he's walking around okay, you can't have him not play. He got to go because you're building the culture of this football program, and you don't want to be the coach that is scared and looking to you know the bye week in Kentucky, and cause you may have a better chance to beat Kentucky. No, man, we're putting all our cards on the table. We letting it fly, and you want your players to mimic the attitude and the mindset of the head coach.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned Carvin also because that stat's been making its rounds around the social media world, and I think we need to throw this out there for people that haven't seen it. Almost 600 snaps for Jerome Carvin this year, no sacks allowed. And that's a guy, as you pointed out, Swain, that's moving around that offensive line, and that's not easy.
No, not only has he moved around, he has went from guard to center in the fastest offense in the country, where the center is super important for following the ball, getting the ball to the referee, setting the defense. You know, it's one thing to not give up in the sack. It's another thing when you play center and you're responsible for so much. And he's done it very, very well.
Hendon Hooker, Lissa is day-to-day. It looks like he may go, to your point about his availability. When you look at Alabama, they get up the field on defense. They've been susceptible to things for sure. We've seen it. But Will Anderson is a player, man, and that's a guy that Tennessee will have to identify pre-snap. Leads the SEC 15 tackles for a loss, 7 sacks on the season, had 4 last week against Mississippi State. Great football player.
Yeah, guys, he is what we call a problem.
Yeah.
he is a problem. There was one point in the football game last week against Ole Miss where since he had a walk-on running back, a player that just received the scholarship was on walk-on in Dane Davis. You had Jackson Lampy that went in for a couple plays because Spraggins was out with the helmet issue. more like one play. And then you have another player, you know, that hadn't played, you know, forever. And, I mean, you're sitting there with injuries on the offensive line. You're sitting there with a lot of inexperienced guys, and you're going up against a dude like Will Anderson. I mean, just, hey, man, just another day in life in the SEC.
Will there be some emotion there with Henry To'oto out there? By the way, for those that don't know, he leads Alabama in tackles this year.
I'm sure there will be some emotions. I mean, the guys these day and age, man, they jersey swap at the end of the game. They be hugging and cuddling and stuff before and after the game. I don't get it.
It's like a romantic comedy.
Hey, man, Swain, that's exactly what I'm on, man. Exactly. You hit that on the head,
you know, dog. Man, they be spooning in the midfield and all that stuff, man. I ain't got time for that, man. I'm trying to rip your head off, man.
Yeah.
I got time for all this lovey-dovey stuff.
Hey, and to that point, man, To'oto is doing a good job as far as tackling goes down there, leading them in tackles. But one thing that he's not doing, and this high-powered offense can, if possible, connect on some, is expose him in the pass coverage because he can't coverage Lil Ron. Yeah. He is cool. He's just getting out of school right now.
He has one pass defense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's very intelligent, very mature. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the type of guy you want on your football team. And you know, Tennessee was fortunate when he was on the football team. But he is a liability, I think, in pass coverage. Mm-hmm. He was here. I think he's gotten a little bit better at Alabama.
Right.
But he still has had, you know, a tough go of it in certain games, especially in Texas A&M game. I think Tennessee, we look at the backs that we have and, you know, some of the tight ends that we have, athletic, they can put Alabama in the bind if they – target Henry To'oto, but you got to have time to be able to do it. That's so true. Need that protection.
Jason Swain with us on 3HL. Alan Bell just put out this stat. Tennessee's got to try their best to keep it close early. Alabama at home this season has outscored its opponents in the first half 101-7.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, and listen, Alabama jumps on you fast with that amazing atmosphere, and Tennessee's been one of the best first quarter teams in the country. Something has to give tomorrow, but Tennessee – you know, they haven't had slow starts. They jumped on opponents, too, in the first quarter. Now, you know, last week, you know, Ole Miss was able to get that momentum early, but Tennessee was able to respond. So, the lulls for Tennessee at the beginning of the season was kind of in the second quarter. But, you know, you can't let Alabama write off 14, 17 points without an answer. I think that's going to be very important for Tennessee.
There he is, the president and CEO of the Swain event. You can hear him on the Vol Network, too. I love that. Good to see you on Saturday. And check him out on Twitter, Swain Event and SwainEvent.com. Thank you, Jay Swain.
Oh, Swain.
My man, y'all have a good weekend. Go Vol.